The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eli Marburger, Pesach in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Hava'ad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VA'AD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara says, Moksha Ba'azna, if somebody has something in his ear, he's allowed to go out. Tani Rabbi Cheskel, Vahusha Kasher Ba'azna. The only time you let it go out with something in your ear is if it's tied to your ear. What's the reason why? The reason is because we're afraid that's going to fall out, and you're going to want to reuse it, and you're going to pick it up, and before you put it back in your ear, you're going to end up walking 4 hours in Shishar Rabbim. So there's discussion among the contemporary poskim about if somebody has cotton in his ears, is somebody allowed to go out nowadays or not? So the Aruch HaShabbos brings down, he says that, being that nowadays, if the cotton would fall out of his ear, no one would reuse it, and he'll just leave it on the floor, he won't pick it up, therefore it'll be mutter to go out with cotton in your ears, even though it's not tied. The Gemara goes further, says, Moksha B'sandlo, you have something in your shoe, Tanur Rebecheskov, which kassel of sandla. Also, when you have something in your shoe, you have to tie it. What's an example of this? Example is people have inserts in their shoes. So that's mutter to go out because it's helping you walk and it has a purpose. Now, it's a very interesting chayadim. Chayadim brings down in Klal Nun Vav, he says that one cannot go out with glasses in Oshis HaRabim. Why? We're afraid your glasses are going to fall off. And after they fall off, you're going to pick it up and you're going to walk with it. Therefore, you're not allowed to go out with glasses outside. So the person discusses Shuman Oznidbru and Aleph Samach Dalid. There's also Shuman Hartzvi. They say the Chaya Adam were talking about in the olden days when the glasses, they just sat on the person's nose. They didn't have temples going around the person's ears. Over there, we're afraid that maybe it'll fall off and you'll pick it up. But nowadays, our glasses, they're on tight. We have temples, they're on the person's head tight, and they're not going to fall off. Therefore, nowadays, if a person needs glasses, he's allowed to go out, and we're not afraid that it's going to fall off. Now, there's a very interesting discussion, like, what about reading glasses? What's the shiloh? Regular glasses, the reason why you're allowed to wear regular glasses is because you're using it. When you're walking outside, you have to see a street sign, you have to see where you're going, you have to see cars. But somebody who has reading glasses, he can see fine. The only reason why he's wearing his glasses outside is he's walking from his house to a shul and he needs to read in shul. But when he's outside, the glasses are not serving as a function. So the place can say that somebody can see good without his glasses, he just has reading glasses, it's usher to go out in a place without an Erev, it's considered carrying. What about sunglasses? This is true from the Bar Moshe in Chilek Aleph Yud Zayin. He says that sunglasses, even though the sunglasses are serving a purpose, they're protecting a person's eyes from the sun, but there's a different problem going on with sunglasses. We're afraid that maybe the clouds will come out, it won't be sunny anymore, and the person will forget and will take off his sunglasses because there's no purpose anymore to wearing the sunglasses, and we're afraid he'll come to carry them. Now, there's an interesting hetter from the Shemir Shabbos. He brings down Perikid Ches, our Ayin Aleph, and our Ayin Beis. He says if somebody has sunglasses which are attached, which they're on top of his glasses, they're attached to his glasses, and the normal thing to do is that if it's not sunny anymore, you just flip up the sunglasses, you don't take off the piece, then you'd be allowed to go outside because you're not afraid you're going to take it off. Now, it's a very interesting discussion. What about slippers? The Mishmur brings down in Shin Aleph, Sefkat and Samach, brings down Machlokes, is one allowed to go out with slippers or not? What's the Shiloh? The Shiloh is that being slippers don't have a back, so we're afraid that they're going to fall off, and after they fall off, you're just going to pick them up and you continue walking. So that's why in Shin Aleph, Sef Tazayin, the Rama says that it's Machlokes. Now, there's a very interesting task. The task says, the whole machlokes was in the olden days. The olden days, it was normal for people sometimes to walk barefoot. Therefore, we're afraid that if you fall off, you continue walking. But nowadays, when no one walks barefoot in a public place, therefore, the task says that everyone would agree you could wear slippers, because we're not afraid that if they fall off, you're going to continue walking without them. Now, what the person discusses is, what about Yom Kippur? And Yom Kippur already, that there are people who do walk around without shoes and slippers on Yom Kippur. There are some people who walk barefoot. So there are some Rabbanim would say that on Yom Kippur, it will be usher to wear slippers if they don't have a back to it, then you wouldn't be able to wear slippers because we're afraid they're going to fall off and we're afraid you're going to walk and carry them. Other Rabbanim, they say it's okay because they say even on Yom Kippur, most people don't walk barefoot. Most people have slippers. Nowadays, people have cracks. And therefore, it's like the Taz HaSeter that we're not afraid that you'll come to carry them outside of Shizram. What about gloves? So in Shin Aleph, Siflam, and Zayin, the Mechaber brings down Machlekes, where they're allowed to go out the gloves. What's the question about gloves? We're afraid that maybe it won't be cold anymore. You take off the gloves and you come to carry it. So the Psak and Mishabur is that a Bal Nefesh should be Machmer. Somebody who takes on Chumras, he should be Machmer. But Meikar Adin will be Mutter. If you tie the gloves, like sometimes kids have the gloves attached to their coat, so then the Mechaber says everyone agrees it's okay, because even if you take them off, they'll still be attached to your coat, then there's no problem. The Gemara goes on, the Gemara speaks about pilpul. The Gemara says, you let put pilpul in your mouth. What does pilpul do? It's the reich hapeh, for bad breath. The Gemara says, you let it go with salt in your mouth. That also helps for problems in your mouth. There's a very ancient Mechitz Yitzchak. Mechitz Yitzchak in Chelek Hei, Shuvah Lamed Ches, he discusses, is somebody allowed to go out after he eats a Suda, and he has food in his mouth, he has challah stuck in between his teeth, or his pieces of meat, is one allowed to go out in the Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos and not? So Mechitz Yitzchak wants to say that that should be a problem. We see from this Gemara, something in your mouth is considered carrying. The only reason why you're allowed to go out these things with the pilpul is because it's helping you, it has a function. But somebody just has leftover food in his mouth where it's not doing anything. So over there, the Mechitz Yitzchak says, l'chachila, before somebody goes out, he should wash out his mouth and make sure that there's nothing in his mouth. He said, it's a chumra, l'chachila, it's kedai to be machmer. Shem Zaman says that all these things in the mouth, he says, just like when somebody's going outside, and in his pocket, there's a little bit of dirt, or there's a little bit of lint in his shirt pocket. Over there we say, it's not a problem going out. Why? Because that has no chashivas. Something which is not important, we just say, it's not considered carrying, it's just bottle, and we don't consider it carrying. So Shamzam is the same thing. If somebody has little pieces of challah in his mouth, and it doesn't bother him, he doesn't even notice it, he doesn't even realize it, then we say that's bottled to his mouth and it's not a problem going out. But if somebody would have a big piece of meat stuck in between his teeth and it's bothering him, then as Shlomo Zalman says, that is kedai to try to clean it out, before he goes out in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara brings down about going out with teeth. So the Gemara brings the difference between Zav and Shel Kesef. Then the Gemara brings down that Amar Abaye Rebbe Relezer Shimon Lezer Ben Shimon Lezer Kulo Svirle Chol Midi De Meganabe Leosay Lechuye. Anything which people will laugh at, you now go outside. What's the problem? We're afraid that people are going to laugh at you, and when people are laughing at you, you're going to take it off and you come to carry it. What's the example of this? We had this a couple about earlier. Is somebody allowed to go out with one shoe in a public place? So the Gemara says, if you're going out with one shoe, you can't go out because we're afraid that people are going to laugh at you. What are you doing with one shoe? And you come and take off your shoe and you come to carry it. Shlomo Zalman has an interesting shaila. He wants to know, is a mutter for somebody to go out in a raincoat during the summer when it's not raining? He says that could be, that'll be a problem, because just like we see over here, anything where somebody's going to laugh at you, you're not allowed to go out. So Shlomo Zalman says that's very possible. Here's a suffix. It's very possible that if somebody goes out with a raincoat in a time when there's no possibility that it'll rain, that it'll be also because of this halacha. Thank you very much for listening and have a wonderful day.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.